Kayach. Tremendous schus to be the schmooze that introduces Marcos next week to get people into the Inyan. Shoshana was shopping with her daughter in the grocery, and something wasn't right. Something was off. She wasn't feeling well. She quickly called Hatzalah. She jumped into the van. They took her to the nearest hospital, and she wheels in with the stretcher into the hospital through the waiting room, clenching onto the stretcher, her daughter, and then her daughter is switched into a hospital bed with a railing on the side, and wherever she moves, her mother is by her side, holding the railing, until gets to the situation they have to leave, and they have to head all the way down to the operating room. Procedure is going to be necessary. And they reach the operating room, and they get to the door. The surgeon and the nurse approaches Shoshana and tells her, "Ad kan. From this point on is for the specialists, it's for the experts. You're more than welcome to go downstairs. We have a special waiting room with free internet access, with refreshments, candy machines, area you can charge your phone. We even have lounge chairs, massage chairs. And we will notify you the second the procedure is done. But during the procedure, it's just us." Rabbi Sai, one of the first drushes that the Gemara Maseches Megillah tells us at the beginning, at the outset of the Megillah, the story of the Suda that Achashverosh is hosting, the Gemara Megillah and Daf Yud Beis tells us, "Bachatzer Ginas Bisan Amelech." Where did this take place? The pasuk says, "Bachatzer Ginas Bisan Amelech." Rabu Shmuel Chadamar Aroy Lechotzer Chotzer Aroy Legina Gina. The Gemara starts analyzing. What does it mean? If it's a chotzer, if the party took place in the chotzer, it's not in the Gina. If it's in the Gina, it's not in the chotzer. So the Gemara gives different options. One day I held that those who were fit to go here and those who were fit to go there. Then the Gemara says they tried to put him, other day it says that they tried to put him in the Chatzar and it wasn't enough. Then they went to the Gina until they went to the Chitzan, the Bison. Finally, the Gemara says, Ba'astisan Tana, a different Brisa, Hoshiva Mechatzar, everything took place in the Chatzar, Upasach Lem Shnei Psachim, but there were two doorways. One going out to the Gina, one going out to the Bison. Major machloikis. Who cares? Why do I care about this chatzar? Why do I care about where this party took place that the Gemara is darshening? An entire machloikis, three shittas in the Gemara. Where was this party? Bachatzer, Ginas HaMelech. It's very unique that we have the opportunity to lay in before Purim a separate parsha, Shalom Uberes, a parsha dedicated to Parshas Pekudei. Usually Pekudei gets pushed to the side. Pekudei finishes off and is a repetition, as we know, of the Akomas HaMishkan. And it chazers on the Akomas HaMishkan and the Klei HaMishkan and the Big Day Kuhuna, every detail that we've been learning for weeks about the Mishkan. However, Parshas Pekudei adds in a phrase. There's a chiddush in this in Parshas Pekudei. If you go through the entire end of Pekudei, the Torah says by every kli, by every bolt, by every by everything that's used, any material that's used in the Mishkan. The Torah says, by everything, kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. That is what's added in Parshas Pekudei. Everything was done exactly the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe. And the reason for this is, as the Beis Halevi says, that Parshas Vayakel Pekudei is HaKamas HaMishkan post Cheta Egel. Cheta Egel, unfortunately, Klal Yisrael started rationalizing, as the Beis Halevi explains. The Egel was not classic Avodah Zarah. We're not talking about a nation that started just being Avodah Zarah. We're talking about a nation that was standing at a Maimed Har Sinai that saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saw the Shekhinah, things that we've never experienced, and suddenly their Avodah Zarah, says the Beis Halevi, that's not what they were doing. They were trying to connect in other ways. They were rationalizing, they were trying to reason some other intermediaries that might facilitate their Avodah Hashem. But yet the problem was that it wasn't exactly the way the Rabbeinu Shalom prescribed. And it was a chisaron of kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. So therefore, we need to emphasize that every detail, every aspect of HaKavas HaMishkan has to be exactly kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe, and that's the entire parsha of Parshas Pekudei. Yet after the Torah goes through everything, the kiyor, the shulchan, the mizbeach, every detail in the Mishkan, the Torah finally ends off with the chatzer. Vayokem es chatzer saviv la Mishkan la mizbeach. Vayiten es masach shara chatzer vayichal Moshe es hamlocha. The Torah finishes with what? With the chatzer. And yet, by the chatzer, silence. Never says that phrase. Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. And yet according to the analysis of the Beis Halevi, you don't understand. Everything has to be made kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. That's the entire purpose of Vayakel Pekudei. La'achar cheta ega. So why isn't the chatzer, the outer courtyard, outside the Mishkan, also commanded kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe in the climax, in the end of HaKomas HaMishkan? And why? Does HaKamas HaMishkan end with the Chatzer? L'chayra, we know the Machloikis, Bitzal and Moshe Rabbeinu. Bitzal tells Moshe Rabbeinu, if I make the Kalim first, L'heichan Achnisim, where am I going to put them? So therefore, Bitzal says, I first have to build a structure, I have to build a wall, I have to build a house, and then and only then I can get to the Kalim. And yet the Torah finishes off with the Chatzer, with the structure, in the reverse direction. Boy, say there's an idea of Reb Leib Le'eger that he shares as follows. He gives the following mashal. He says, let's say you have a minister that works for the melech and has a very good relationship with the melech. And they're close. And the melech tells him to come into his palace. So he says, although the minister has that relationship with him, and they're close and much closer than other servants, he's not going to go into the inner chambers or any further than the melech said until he commands it. Similarly, says Reb Leib Le'eger, Moshe Rabbeinu had a very close relationship with HaKadosh Baruch. Yet every single detail had to be kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe, and that is all the instructions at the end of Pekudei. Although I'm close, although we're tight, I'm not going to overstep my boundaries. And every detail has to be with you commanding. You want me to come further in? Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. It's got to be with your command. It says, Reb Leib Le'eger, there's one area in the Mishkan, outside that outdoor corridor, that outdoor courtyard, that doesn't need to be kasher tziva. That is the place that you stand when there's no tzivui, when there's no commandment. You see, a person could approach the Mishkan and say, okay, what do we do? What's the job? What's the schedule? What do I have to do? Where do I have to be? And you follow the regiment, you follow the schedule. And when there's no tzivui, where do you go? Do you leave? Says Rav Leib Le'eger, no. The Gemara in Pesachim says, Kol asher tomer lecha balabayis asei chutz mitzei. Anything that balabayis tells you to do, you should do. Except for what? Except for tzei, except for leaving. Mefarshim explain what the Gemara is alluding to is to the ultimate balabayis. To the Rabbana Shel Olam, who's the balabayis of the whole world. And that was the mistake of Acher in the Gemara of Chagiga that we just were messiahing. Falso was just messiahing today. Chutz mi Acher. Acher made the mistake that he thought HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him, out. That was a mistake. The balabayis never tells you to leave. Kol asher tomer lecha balabayis asei, chutz mitzei. Says Rav Leib Le'eger, that's exactly what exists with Hakamas HaMishkan as well. There's certain times that we're commanded to go into the chambers of the Mishkan, to follow the procedure, to have an avodah, to have a schedule, to have a procedure. And then there are times that there are off times that we're not necessarily supposed to go in. And we have to halt. It's not Yom Kippur, we're not going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's not that avodah anymore. But I still stay on the premises. I'm not getting off the turf of the Mishkan. I'm still in that area that's demonstrating where I wish to will to want to be. And that's the Chotzer HaMishkan. Says Rav Leib Le'eger, the Chotzer HaMishkan demonstrates that person's she'ifis, his ritzoinus, that he wants to be close to Hashem. And he wishes he could be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but he waits till there's a tzivoy, till there's an opportunity. But even if there's no opportunity, and it's not my chiyuv right now, I'm still staying in, and I'm going as close as possible. The Chotzer HaMishkan had to be Asher Lo Tziva, without the commandment. It's the area that I remain when there is no tzivoy. When there is no classic avoda, when there is no classic procedure, it's what defines who I truly am and where I truly want to be. That is what the Chotzer is. Moshe Rabbeinu stays in the Chotzer until he gets that further tzivoy from the Rabbeinu Shalom to go further in, like the mashal of the minister with the melech. My Rabbeisai, so often, when the mother is told you cannot walk into the operating room, after this area is just for specialists, do not go past these doors. And she has the option to go downstairs to the lobby where there's so many things that could occupy her, that could distract her. Where does she remain? When there's no tachlis, there's no toelis. She's not facilitating in the surgery by staying with her head smushed against the window trying to find out what's going on. Yet she's connected. She doesn't go downstairs. She stays as close as she can be and demonstrates how dedicated she is, how much she loves and cares for her daughter that's now in the operating. She doesn't go downstairs, she stays in the chutz. Even though there's no tzivui. Even though there's no commandment, even though there's no procedure for her. That's where I want to be. I still want to hold on to the railing. I still want to be connected. That's the chutzer HaMishkan. That's Asher Lo Tzivu. That's the culmination of HaKomas HaMishkan. Prior to the Megillah. And prior to Purim. Merv Rabbeisai, Purim is a whole yontif of Asher Lo Tziva. It's not the classic procedure, but it's a demonstration of how even in the Golas, even in a Hester, even when we don't have the classic Avoida, we're able to demonstrate how much we love you, Hashem, and how close we want to get to you. The Megillah begins with this discussion. Where was this party? It was in the Chotzer. How do I understand the Chotzer? Rav, Shmuel, another Braisa. It was a chatzer with doors. Some were in the chatzer. It's all the avoda of a chatzer. That's the entire mahalach of the Megillah, is about the chatzer. And later on in the Megillah, in the pivotal moments of the Megillah, the game changer of the Megillah, Esther and Mordechai have a fundamental machloikes. When the Gzerah goes out and Mordechai is walking around with ripped clothing and he's being zoyek and he's embarrassing. And Esther says, stop, no, what are you doing? And Mordechai tells Esther, no, we got to make changes, we got to do something. And what does Esther send to Mordechai? Kol avdei ha-melech v'am ha-medinos ha-melech yoidim. Mordechai, come on, everybody knows. Asher kol ish v'isha asher yovo la-melech el ha-chotzer ha-pnimis asher lo yikore achas doso la-omis. Levan me asher yoshe la-melech ha-sharvit ha-zahov v'ani lo yinikresi lovo la-melech zeshul shenyo. What do you want from my life, Mordechai? I wasn't called. There's no avoda today. I can't go into the chotzer. I can't move in right now. I'm off. It's an off day. I haven't been called for 30 days. What in the world do you want? You want me to kill myself? Chotzer's off. We're not supposed to be around today. We're not supposed to be on the turf. Mordechai says, Vayagidu l'Mordechai is divrei Esther, Vayomer Mordechai lahoshiv el Esther. And this convinces Esther and she changes her whole focus and the whole Yeshua stems from this shmooze. So you can't go into the inner chambers. So you haven't been called for 30 days. So you're going to escape? So you're going to be off the premises entirely? You got to go as far as you can go. You got to be that mother that stands not in the lobby, that goes as close as they can to demonstrate the yishtoika goes to she'ifis. Even when there is no tzivoy, even when there is no procedure, go in as far as you can, demonstrate to Achashverosh and the Melech Malchei Amlochim where you want to be, even if it's not Yom Kippur today. Even if the avoda is not the classic Kodesh HaKadoshim Deka Avoda. But I'm still the same person. And I would like to do the same avoda. And I'd like to get to the same places. That's where the Yeshua comes from. It was the transformation of the chotzer from the Suda that we felt in that chotzer at the beginning of the Megillah, Megillah Daf Yud Beis, to Mordechai convincing Esther, go to a chotzer that you could be, even Asher Lo Tziva, to at least try to get as close as you can. Wherever Rabbeisai, this is, I think, a message, a Purim message that speaks to us and our schedules and our lives very much. Baruch Hashem, we're v'zoiche in our years in yeshiva. We have schedules. We have some hefty schedules. We balance these schedules and it's not easy. The shaila is, what happens when that schedule goes away? Do we prepare ourselves for that situation where there is no avoid? Where we're not being called for 30 days? Where there isn't a regiment? Where it's not as clear? Are we still in the premises? Are we still staying in the chotzer? Are we still on the domain? Or are we, as Mordechai says, l'himolek beis hamelech? What happens in a matzav where there's a matzav of lo yitziva, like the chotzer in Parshas Pekudei, where it's not clear? You don't technically have to be there. You're done. What happens when we graduate and we move on in life? Do we make ourselves and we go through these years to now have a roishem and an impact that even when it's asher lo yitziva, even when it's not so clear, even it's not scheduled, even when there isn't the chevra around, the summers, I'm still on the premises of the Mishkan. I'm still in the courtyard. I'm still trying to get as close as I can. I'm still being oivid the avoida of the chotzer. I'm still in this Purim dikamatzav. I'm listening to Mordechai's advice. And I'm staying. And I'm trying to get as close as I can. This is the avoda of a yid. We often have busy schedules, even when you're not in one. You have Yom Kippur, you have Yom Noraim. Oh, that's Asher Tziva. Clear, we got to do it. We slichas, we got to be makbir. We have all these kabbalas, and then get to a matzav of Yom Kippur, Yom Purim. It's not as clear. There's not as much tziva. So how do we define ourselves? What do we look like later on in the year when it's only the chatzar? Do we leave? Do we run? Or are we still there? Are we still on the premises? Voice, I think this is what Chazal are telling us. That this is a track. That this is a hallway. It's not only a hallway to tell us that it's a preparation to the palace, but the avoda of each and every one of us is the avoda of a hallway. Stay in the hallway. Like that mother that stays in the hallway. Even though it's much more comfortable downstairs in the lounge. But this is the place, the hallway, when there's no tzivut, when it's not regimented, when it's not so clear, that we gain and we get much closer because we demonstrate Hashem, that's where we want to be. A bracha to all of you, that on this Purim we should all be successful in our avodah, in the nisayon of the chatzar, from the beginning of the Megillah to Perek Dalid, to what Mordechai taught us, to be misgaber, and to be able to be bnei achatzar, that no matter what, no matter what's going on, no matter what the schedule has in store, we are still staying strong to the same she'ifas, to the same kabbalos, to the same yesodos, whether it's the summer, whether it's post-yeshiva, whatever stage we are in life, we will capitalize and Amir Hashem thrive in the avoida of the chatzar. Shikar.